No wonder Mom and Dad told you to go to university out where I happen to work. It's so that I can continue to babysit you. Oh well, at least I have something to laugh about. Well, look who decided to come back to the land of the living. How you doing, baby brother? Any jackhammers going at your head yet? An entire construction crew? Fantastic! The hangover has set in. Drink this. Extra strength painkillers. You're going to want these. Now, with that out of the way, time to face the music! Ah, morning light! Isn't it just invigorating? What a blood-girdling scream that is! What? You don't like sunlight? Why not? It's very healthy for you. Oh wait, don't tell me. You're not actually a changeling. You're a vampire, right? Oh, it must feel like you're being burned alive from the brain down, right? Not that you had any brains to begin with. I bet it feels like absolute agony. Sorry, kiddo. Can't turn the sun off. We kind of need it, you know, to live. Besides, it's the next best cure-all for a hangover besides an ice bath. And giving you more than one within 24 hours is just a recipe for pneumonia. I'm not yelling, baby brother. This is yelling! See the difference? I'm not a jerk. I'm your best friend right now. Now here, start sipping on these. Ice chips and Gatorade. You're really going to need this. Oh, just give it a few minutes. You'll know why. So, remember anything from last night, or is it all just one giant blur? Oh, goody, I get to take you down your walk of shame. Apparently, it started out with a few shots. As all stories like this go. Then the shots turned into glasses, glasses turned into bottles. Then you started dancing on tables, licking random surfaces to see how clean they were, speaking in tongues, apparently very eloquently, which is weird because you failed any language subject when you were in high school. You were asking for tacos when you hate them with a passion, and you asked out a girl, a cute girl, who turned out to be the family dog. She said yes, by the way. And it all came down to you threatening to do unspeakable actions to others' backsides if they didn't play some weird game of Twister. Does any of that sound familiar? The shame on your face, it's all coming back to you. It's like a bad memory sequence in anime. It's so delicious. Oh? You definitely remember some based magic bitch showing up and killing the fun. Well, well, sounds like someone with a good head on her shoulders. Here. To help with the construction crew in your head. Good boy. Yes, I am the based witch bitch who saved your dumbass from jumping off a cliff into an ice-cold lake. For the record, drunk people sink. Oh, don't worry about your friends. They're all regretting their actions with a bad case of the sniffles. Lucky for you, my bestie was around with a good group of sober people at that party, likely the designated drivers, and they were happy to drag everybody out of that lake. I think the words you were looking for are... Thank you, big sister, for saving me from my drunken bad choices! Right? Seriously, you're such an ungrateful brat. Yeah, yeah, love you too. There it is. You're going a little green, far off expression, mouth hanging open, labored breathing. Here you go, trash can. Yep, there you go. Let it all out. That's right. Don't hold it back. Don't resist it. I know it sucks. It's terrible. It's downright terrible for you. I'm really dying of laughter on the inside. But yeah, it's absolutely terrible. And guess what? You're in for another hour or two of this. Hence the ice chips and the Gatorade, both to hydrate you and make sure you have something in your stomach. Because, my guy, you are not gonna have an appetite for God knows how long. Maybe until the next day. Who knows? Who cares? Oh, I haven't had this great a laugh in a long time. Nope, sorry. Magic isn't an option for you. You need to suffer from your choices. And I'm here to feed off it all. The changeling calling me cruel is a strange kind of irony, you know that? Now, ice chips, Gatorade. Small sips with both, okay? Look, I was kidding. You will feel better towards the end of the day. Lots of rest, hydration, and a shower. No, it doesn't have to be a cold one. You can take a nice warm one. Sweat out everything. You don't have to be sorry at all. You didn't ruin my night. I was already done, and I was looking for a reason to wind down. Digging you out of trouble is nice and sobering for me. No need to feel stupid. We've all been where you are. Man. Maybe when you feel a little bit better, I'll tell you about my little drunken mishaps. But let me tell you, human or magical, we all get a little too much liquor in us and make dumb choices. At least yours didn't come with tattoos or impromptu marriages. Oh yeah, that happens. Much worse than that too. I'm glad my friend called me when she did. Anyone else would have let you jump off that cliff. Too bad for you that I love you lots. You're grateful for me, huh? I know you are. No matter how old you get, baby brother, I'm always going to be there to look after you. Now, get some rest. I'll be back to check on you later. And if you're up for it, I'll have your favorite soup ready for you. Oh yeah, soup tastes amazing after throwing up. I love you too, kiddo. See you in a few hours. Hey there, little birds, and happy Halloween. I hope you enjoyed the audio. A huge thanks to my friends Connor and Ian for the idea. I had loads of fun with this. And I'm not lying when I say that I had to stop a few times while recording because I actually made myself laugh with this. Seriously, boys, thank you so much for this great idea. Well, that's it for me. Once again, I hope you all enjoyed the audio. Little birds, take care and be sure to stay safe out there this Halloween.
And save me some candy.